Today's chazar is being done. L'zechenish mes habachi yecheskel shragel v'shalom ben Rav Am Yehuda. Brachas daf gimel. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Eliezer gave the end time for laning of Kriya Shema, the evening Kriya Shema, as being the end of the Ashmura. Why not give the end time in terms of hours, 3 hours into the night? The Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to teach that just as the end of the Ashmura is something which is noticeable in Shemayim with the changing of the Malachim who are saying Shira, it's also something which is noticeable down on earth below with certain phenomenon happening at the change of each Ashmura. The reason this is important is, as the Gemara then says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out or roars like a lion during those times in between the Ashmuras, and the Rosh and the Sifsei Chachomim and the Shulchan Aruch will say that it's roi for every year of Shemayim to also call out and daven for the Churban at that time. It's a time of special acceptance and ratzayin for such tefillas. The Gemara brings a braisa where Rabbi Yossi was once traveling and wanted to daven undisturbed, so he went into a churba, a ruin in Yerushalayim. Eliyahu Hanavi waited outside for him and told him he should not have gone in there, but should have rather stayed and davened on the road and only davened the tefillah katsara if he was afraid to be disturbed. Rabbi Yossi said we learned three things. Number one, not to enter a churba. Number two, that you're allowed to daven on the road. Number three, that when you're davening on the road, you should daven a tefillah katsara. Rabbi Yossi also then told Eliyahu that he heard a baskal that sounded like a dove that lamented on the fact of galus. And Eliyahu said that that's something that happens every single day, three times. Eliyahu then added that when Klal Yisrael goes into their shuls and they say together, Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah, is at that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly feels and says that what a praise for a king, how it used to be in the Beis HaMikdash when this was said. The Gemara then brings a braisa which says there are three reasons one should not go into a ruin, either mepnei hachshad, or because of the fear that it may crumble, or because of the shadim, the mazikin. Each one of these has at times may apply when the other two don't. The Gemara then brings a braisa with the machlekes where Rebbe says that the night is made up of four mishmarais, and Rebbe Nosson says the night is only made up of three mishmarais, and each bring psukim to support their view. The Gemara brings the ruling of Rabbi Shimon Levi that ein oimrim b'fnei meis el devar shel meis, with two explanations of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. One explanation is that it only refers to divrei Torah, but mili di alma would not be a problem. And another explanation is that it even applies to divrei Torah, and for sure mili di alma would be a problem. The Gemara had quoted a pasuk which suggested that David would wake up at chatzos. There's another pasuk which seems to say he was up earlier in the evening. So how is that to be understood? The Gemara gives three answers. Either that the pasuk means I was never asleep at chatzos, meaning he was awake earlier, or that until chatzos he slept, only really napped, but at chatzos he would get up and be fully awake, or that the first part of the night he would be up learning, whereas at chatzos he would begin singing Shiros v'Shirbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How was David able to determine exactly when Chatzos was? We find that even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know exactly when Chatzos was, because by Makos Bechayrus he said, Ka Chatzos HaLaila. The Gemara answers that David had a kinor suspended above his bed, and at Chatzos the northern wind would begin to blow through the kinor, and that would wake him up. So that only happened exactly at Chatzos, and be with this simon is how he would know exactly when Chatzos was. When the kinor awoke him, he would begin to learn and say Shiras v'Shirbachos until the morning, and then at which time he'd start dealing with matters of the state, matters of the people. Reb Zeira says, in fact, Moshe and David were able to determine exactly when Chatzos was. The reason why Moshe said Kachatzos is because he was afraid that the Mitzrayim would not know exactly when Chatzos was, and he would appear as if he did not know what he was saying when he said Chatzos, and that's why he left it at Kachatzos. And although David was able to determine it, the Chatzos as well, the reason why he needed the kinor was to awake him at that time. And a third answer, which is Rav Ashi's answer, is that Moshe knew exactly when Chatzos was. The reason he said Kachatzos is that he was standing at Chatzos the evening before Makatz Bechayrus and said, tomorrow Kachatzos, like now at Chatzos, will hit Makatz Bechayrus. But that's why he said Kachatzos, not because he was not able to determine Chatzos.